There you go.
There you go.
Got that happening.
Yes, sir.
So the White House has posted, the Washington Post has put out a piece the White House hopes you don't pay attention to. They report that Wall Street firms, those bad guys out there, the bad people on Wall Street, have already earned more profit so far under President Obama than they did in the 8 years of George Bush.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they probably would hope you didn't know that. Now, the critics of the president would point...
I think they'll make that announcement from the people's microphone today.
Yeah. Well, and what... Now, what his people are going to say, what the Obama people will say is the reason that the profits are so high is because they're sitting on money. They've got a lot of cash, and there are many, many corporations out there that are loaded with cash right now. But the reason they are is they're scared to death of what this administration is going to do. I mean, there's no doubt that, and I've got a story about that later on, that most small businesses are not going to do any hiring either because they don't know what this administration is going to do. So there are two ways to look at it. They can tell you that story, but they'd say in a situation where there was a better climate for business, the profits might not be as high. We'll see. Now, of that story, U.S. News, guy who works for U.S. News named Paul Dettard, has put together a survey, or is reporting on a survey from the Small Business Accounting Solutions Company. The survey says 77% of small businesses do not plan to hire any workers in the near future. The reason is because the new financing rules that have been imposed by some banks have made getting loans far more difficult. As a result, they
did you say survey says one more time?
Survey says. There we go. Thank you.
Right. That.
Yes. Yeah. Number three. Okay. Open mic time. Open mic time. President Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
What did he do?
Well, they both got caught on the old open mic yesterday criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu. The conversation apparently began when our president criticized Sarkozy for not having warned him that France was in fact going to vote in favor of the Palestinian membership bid to UNESCO because Washington had really not wanted them to do that. And he didn't give the president a heads up. He didn't call him and say, Barry,
Barry, Barry, Barry,
Nick here. We're going to go ahead and vote for that little deal. But anyway, they're talking about that. And so that got out. And then a little chit-chat drifted over to Mr. Netanyahu. At that point, President Sarkozy says, "I cannot stand him. He's a liar." To which Obama, sitting down there. I mean, he's dangling his loafer off his foot, and he says, "Yeah, you're fed up with him. I have to deal with him every day." So there you are. And he speaks better than me without a teleprompter. No, he didn't say that. But, that apparently caught on your open mic yesterday over there in Europe. And latest ABC News, Washington Post poll, where Mitt, everybody's second choice, Romney, has the support of 24% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. 33% think he's the best candidate against Barack Obama. Howsomever, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows more than half the Republican voters, or primary voters, 54%, are unconcerned about the allegations against Herman Cain. So, now his unfavorable rating has gone up. It's doubled from 18% to 35%. So that's significant, but still a lot of people out there positive on him. Maybe the most unusual story is that Newt Gingrich's numbers have tripled. He's gone, and again, that's going from a 4 to a 12, but nonetheless, got that happening.
And how's Rick doing?
He's over busy trying to clean the bottom of his boots off and get busy on that stuff. He's got to get us an election date if we're going to have a runoff.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, is somebody going to text him and let him know?
Yeah. Hey, there's things for you to do here back at the office.
That's right.
Boss.
Call you need a return.
That's right. If we're going to have a runoff.
Your inbox is getting full here.
Yeah.
We're going to have a runoff in this state rep race, and I think we probably will. We need, there are going to be two candidates who are going to be anxious to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. And we might, if we interview We're, again, presumptive, but I believe there probably will be a runoff. I don't know if tonight we're going to ask them, do they have the governor's cell number so they can text him, you know, as to when the election's going to be. But probably don't. Now, how are we going to do this coverage thing?
We're going to do, we'll do cut-ins.
Yeah.
And we'll have it live on the web, and then we'll have recaps that will run throughout the evening once everything goes final.
What I want you to do
we're
is...
We're not going to go to wall-to-wall. So.
No. What I want you to do is when you hear Chase's voice tonight, I want you to close your eyes and think of an annoying crawl going across your television screen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It will be an audio crawl on your radio station.
Yeah, there you go. It's an audio crawl. But, again, it'll be on our website, so you can go at any time, kind of numbers on
demand. And it will be a static
demand.
Crawl.
Yeah.
In other words, it'll be a non-crawling crawl.
Yeah. Static crawl.
It'll be a creep.
It'll be standing still. It'll be standing still, so it's easy for you to read.
Yeah, right. Think of a little worm with its back going up and down.
That's the one good thing.
When you hear me, think of a worm.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's the one good thing about a DVR, you know, when you're watching Bloomberg and they have 27 different scans going on, you know, crawls going on, you can go back and reverse it and watch it go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. And there's a big vote in Ohio today. Two things that are going on, and interesting because Ohio is sometimes described as a microcosm of the United States. I mean, lots of elements that you'll find all over the United States.
It's high in the middle and round on both ends.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the one. And so what they're doing is they've got they've got constitutional amendments too. There's fewer. One basically has to do with the idea of organized labor and being able to go in and do collective bargaining. Remember the kind of stuff that went on in Wisconsin? Well, they passed a law against that in Ohio earlier this year, and this is to basically see if they can turn that around. And John Kasich signed it into law and was very popular at that time. His popularity is falling. Unions have poured a lot of money into this, so we're going to look at that. That's going to be interesting to see. But number two, and maybe more important to all of us, and that is that the second part will be requiring individuals to have health insurance. So basically, it's, if you will, a referendum on Obamacare. So we'll see how that works out. I thought Rush was kind of fun yesterday talking about the idea of unions being able to, public employee unions being able to go in and renegotiate their deals with the state. Saying, so if you make $45,000, are you willing to pay the taxes that are necessary in Ohio to make sure that that person who's working for the government makes $90,000 and gets a lifetime pension? And when you paint it that way, that's not exactly what it is, but when you paint it that way, he says, so in other words, tomorrow Ohio gets a chance to see if they want to become Greece.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
And I thought that was kind of, and again, a little hyperbole there, but that's the whole idea, that public service unions in Ohio might be able to vote.
Hyperbole from Rush?
Yeah.
From a talk show?
What are the chances of that?
Join Walden Brook.